Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashunya Yogi speaking and it's 11:20 PM here in Goa. Well, it's become late today for me and that's because I had gone to have dinner with Seema's friend and her family and we met at Panjim Gymkhana and that's the riverside restaurant that we had gone in. Enjoyed the dinner. Basically, we just stuck to starters, you know, fish and chicken starter, and that's it. We could not eat more than that. And of course, we also tasted the Goan bibimka, the famous Goan dessert. But that's about it. We had lots of fun. We were talking. It was, I think, I'm meeting her friend and her husband. Maybe after 15 years myself, and though Seema used to meet her friend often, I didn't get a chance to meet her. So this was at least 15 years ago, and so many things have changed, you know. So I was pretty happy and surprised to meet them and connect with them again after a long time. So yeah, we have also planned to meet again this week later on for lunch. So hopefully that should also fall in place later on. Well, today I woke up at around 4 o'clock and did my morning routines, specifically my breathing work, my meditation, and today we did our hill running techniques, and the basic focus and objective was to train how to run hills and different types of hills, you know, the uphill, which is not too steep, a steep hill, a steep downhill, a gradual downhill. So basically focusing on these techniques, what's the best way to run efficiently. So that was what we did today morning. And post that, we came back to our resort and changed quickly into our swimwear and went for open water swimming. So this time we had planned for going slightly deeper and also having two buoys for sighting, so that you know it could simulate the race conditions as to how to sight the buoy and how to swim in small groups. So that was the objective, and of course sighting was also taught. So Indraji did an excellent job of it, and we had beginners who were taken care by Rashmi and Omkar. So overall, you know, the swim session went great, and after that we came here for breakfast. We reached just in time at around 10:15 for our breakfast. We had a hearty breakfast. And then after half an hour of break, we again started our pool sessions. So the pool sessions was mainly focused on, again, the breathing techniques, the body alignment. And I also taught them about the reach pakad keech, you know, the technique which I basically follow. So today I did not get into the pool or the open water, but tomorrow I plan to get into the pool as well as the open water to have some sessions with my trainees. So that's let's see how that part goes. And yeah, and after the pool session, we went out for lunch. We went to Ritz Hotel for lunch, and I was late by around a couple of minutes, so I just postponed the bike session to 3:15. But I'm happy that we did not waste time, because initially it was planned to have it at 4:30, but we pushed it back to 3:15. And we had planned to do a route recce for the triathlon, so I took the trainees out there, showed them the T2 as well as the loops that they had to make. And also ran a brick workout for 5K. So I didn't do the bike part, but I did run with Avik for some time, and then with Pritam afterwards. So it was great to simulate it, you know, and I could understand what are the things that we might need for the triathlon event out there. So overall, fantastic workout. And what we needed the most was a few stretches, which Rashmi, you know, had a short half an hour session for stretches, and we did it at the resort itself. So that felt good, and we relaxed. Post that, when I came back, Seema told me that, you know, we need to go to meet a friend and a family, and they've come down to Goa. So that was the dinner part of it. Overall, I feel very happy that the camp is going in the right direction. People are enjoying it. I can see people putting in a lot of efforts. But yes, I know that fatigue is going to set in to a lot of people. And there are a few people who have dropped out for the morning session because they feel tired. They feel they've not recovered properly. But I hope there are not too many dropouts, because you know, it's important that people work. It's a mind over body, I would say. You know, you have to have that mental fortitude to push yourself even when you're mentally fatigued. So let's hope there are not many dropouts now. And in case, you know, the only problem I feel is the lights do not come by 6 o'clock. And I feel 6:30 is a good time. So maybe, you know, I might switch the session to 6:30 tomorrow so that, you know, the lights come up. It all depends on the schedule that I've planned for tomorrow. I'll just have a look at that and then decide what to do. I might just put in a message later on in the day. Well, overall, I'm pretty excited about the day tomorrow and how it's going to go. And, you know, it's going to be my first open water swim tomorrow after a long, long time. So really looking forward to that, and also doing some pool sessions with our trainees tomorrow. Well, you know, it feels good here, but there's some lot of music that's going outside. So I don't know if our trainees or even myself will get good sleep. I don't know when this music is going to stop. I don't know if you're able to hear this background music that's happening. Apparently, there's some wedding that's been organized at this resort. And I think this noise is going to go on for some more time. It's not going to stop so soon. It's 11:30 already here. But, you know, people are still going strong here. So, that's going to be a big problem for us, right? Well, one of the discussions that I had with Seema's friends, family was, of course, her husband was, you know, about fitness. And it was a good, fun, loving session. Again, you know, I didn't want to make it like sound too gyani types, you know. So I try to keep it to the basics, and I just gave him a few answers. I said, stop eating after 6. And he was curious to know that, oh, really? If I stop eating after 6, will I have a flat stomach? I said, yes, that's the simplest thing you need to do, to have a flat stomach. You know, but he was still not convinced. And he asked, he kept on, you know, asking me further questions. And I said, okay, then the next thing to do is pranayama. Then he wanted to know more about things. And I said, see, you know, make changes in small packages. Don't try to change everything in one day. And, you know, take one step at a time to progress yourself forward. And I think that's something that everybody needs to focus, right? If that happens, then, you know, things will work out the way you want it to. So, yeah, that's a small piece of advice that I gave. In fact, I gave a pep talk to even my trainees here regarding how to build focus and also see positives in each other and motivate each other to do well. And I think that's the spirit that we need to generate and cultivate amongst people, is that we need to support, we need to appreciate, we need to make sure that you're highly motivated, giving your 200% in everything and finding good qualities in every person that you meet. So yeah, that was one of the small pep talks that I gave. Well folks, that's it from my side. I need to hit bed. I have an early session tomorrow, so hopefully I'm sure I'm going to rock it and people are going to enjoy it. And with a fantastic support crew where, like Rashmi and Omkar, I don't think there'll be any errors here. Thank you so much, folks. Good night, take care, stay healthy, and keep smiling.